And next up, Julie Marie Bickford.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I am Julie Marie Bickford, the Executive Director of the Maine Dairy Industry Association, also known as MDIA, and we represent all of the dairy farm families that are shipping over 70 million gallons of fresh quality milk each year, most of which is bottled for drinking at one of our four major fluid bottling plants in the state. Maine dairy's industry is an intersection of animal and crop agriculture. The agribusinesses that are critical to our success are also dependent on a critical mass of dairy farms in order to sustain their businesses so they can continue to be a resource for all of Maine's farmers producing a diverse number of crops and products. Maine's dairy sector is critical to our economic development network in Maine, with over $570 million per year in economic activity, especially in our rural areas, providing 1,300 jobs on the farms and a total of almost 4,000 jobs statewide, supporting the effort to provide quality Maine dairy products to feed our people. MDIA is also a member of the Natural Resource Network, made up of various groups representing Maine private landowners and those who make a living from the wonders of Maine's natural resources. In embracing the stewardship of natural resources that Maine dairy farmers play, we play a key role in dealing with the impacts of climate change. We manage over 700,000 acres of active cropland, forests, and wetlands. And as you know, that's critical to our ability in the state to sequester carbon. In addition, Maine dairy farmers are working with our national industry groups to reach the goal of achieving carbon neutrality, optimizing water usage, and improving water quality and soil health. And I'm pleased to say that Maine dairy farmers are leading the nation in all of those categories and reaching those goals. Maine dairy farms also have the unfortunate distinction of being among the first in the nation to deal with the appearance and impacts of PFAS and PFOA in agriculture. Our dairy farm families consider food safety and the cleanliness of our animals and soils that produce the food to be of the utmost importance. Beginning in the late 1980s, dairy farmers were encouraged to spread municipal sludge on their fields. This was considered cutting-edge green science to enrich the soils while simultaneously dealing with a waste product that would otherwise plug landfills and pollute our waterways. Science is constantly evolving, and by the late 2000s, fewer and fewer dairy farms were accepting this material on their farmland. But as education and research has progressed so that we understand the chemicals contained within this material, we're now having to deal with the consequences in the form of these forever chemicals that were part of what was once considered a safe disposal option. We strongly support using the best available scientific information to make policy decisions and have appreciated the use of that approach thus far from our state officials and departments. The farms that have I will be appearing before you to talk about this more. And in addition, I will possibly be appearing before you as the president of the Agricultural Council of Maine. And I look forward to speaking with you more in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Julie Marie.